Harriet Tubman entered the world not as Harriet Tubman, and not even as Harriet in the first place. She was born Araminta Ross, called the Minty by those who knew her, sometime around 1822 on the eastern shore of Maryland. The exact year of her birth remains uncertain, which is itself a small but painful reminder of the world into which she was born. Enslaved children were rarely welcomed into official records with the care given to free children. Their birthdays were not always written down. Their first cries were not treated as the beginning of a protected life, but as the arrival of another body claimed by someone else's property system. Before she could choose a path, before she could read the landscape, before she could understand the meaning of bondage, the law had already decided what she was allowed to be. The child who would one day become one of the most admired freedom fighters in American history was born into slavery in Dorchester County, Maryland, a region of marshes, creeks, timberland, farms, and waterways. This was not the deep south of vast cotton plantations, but it was slavery all the same. In fact, slavery on Maryland's eastern shore had its own particular cruelty. The region sat close enough to free states that freedom could feel imaginable, yet far enough away that escape remained terrifyingly dangerous. Enslaved people heard rumors, watched movements, listened for news, and sometimes knew that somewhere beyond the fields, roads, rivers, and patrols, there were places where slavery did not hold legal power. That nearness to freedom did not soften bondage. If anything, it sharpened the fear of those who owned human beings. They knew that the enslaved could dream of leaving. The Maryland into which Araminta Ross was born belonged to the complicated world of the early 19th century, when the United States was expanding, arguing about liberty, building wealth, and protecting slavery at the same time. The country had declared that all men were created equal, yet millions of black people lived under laws that denied them the most basic rights of personhood. In the North, gradual emancipation had changed the legal landscape in several states, though racism remained powerful and free black life was full of restrictions. In the South, slavery hardened into an institution defended not only as an economic necessity but as a social order. Maryland stood in between, geographically and politically. It was a border state where slavery and freedom existed close together, often within a few days' journey of each other. That borderland reality shaped Tubman's early life in ways that would later become important. She grew up in a place where woods, swamps, rivers, and roads mattered. Geography was not background scenery, it was survival knowledge. A bend in a river, a path through trees, the habits of hunters, the sounds of dogs, the location of a road, the distance between farms, the timing of daylight and darkness, all of these details could mean safety or capture. Long before Tubman became famous as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, she was learning how to notice. She was learning how to move through a world that did not protect her. She was learning that the land itself could be both prison and possibility. Her parents were Harriet Green, often called Rit, and Ben Ross. Both were enslaved, though under different legal arrangements at different moments in their lives. Rit Green was enslaved by the Brodus family, while Ben Ross was connected to the Thompson family. Their marriage, like many marriages among enslaved people, had no full legal protection. Enslaved men and women formed families, loved one another, raised children, defended each other, and built emotional worlds of great depth, but the law refused to honor those bonds as secure. A husband could be sold away from a wife. A mother could lose a child to sale. A father could be separated from sons and daughters by an owner's debt, death, convenience, or greed. Family among the enslaved was sacred, but in the eyes of slavery, it was fragile property arrangement. This truth marked Tubman's childhood from the beginning. She was one of several children in the Ross family, and the family lived with the constant threat that any member might be taken away.